Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. And through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power.
Good to hear the bass.
Hear my feeble plea.
In the house of the Lord tonight. Good to have the Sister Rebecca and them back with us. God, good to have you back.
Amen.
Now that you're leaving, sorry. We thought you'd maybe just move over here and we wouldn't have to go over there.
Right.
We'll try to visit them maybe later on in the year. But good to have Brother Eric and them with us. Now, since we've prolonged the service long enough for Sister Monica to get here, we're going to sing happy birthday to her. We've been waiting. That's why we've been waiting the whole time. I told you that. We're waiting till she got here so we can sing her happy birthday. So let's sing. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And the best year you've ever had. Oh, happy birthday. Every day of the year, oh, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, and the best year you've ever had. Happy birthday. Now we can finish this service. Now we can get the preacher out here. Now we've been waiting on Sister Monica for 15 minutes.
I didn't.
They what?
She's
it's a January birthday. There ain't nothing wrong with January
There's
birthday.
A connection.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with January birthday. Nothing. Okay. All right, good to have Brother Eric with us tonight. We're going to have him come speak for us and just remember all these announcements coming up this coming Sunday. It'll be just a normal, regular old Sunday. You can make it boring or happy either way you want to, but I'm going to make it happy. I'm going to be here, and the Lord's going to be here with us. So, and let's pray for Brother Eric and him. They have to leave early in the morning, and Brother Luis and Sister Christine have been so gracious to be their chaperones. They were up there in Louisville and got caught in minus 11 degree weather and snow and ice. And I'm sure, Bob, did y'all get any of that too? Or did you get back home before? Got out right before. Well, bless your heart, because you were up there close to them too. So let's just thank the Lord. Every time we see somebody come back like that, you know, when we went to Jamaica, every time we go somewhere, every time we get home, and if Sister Brady was in the car with us, she'd say, "Thank you, Lord," and she meant it. I mean, it was just like a sigh of relief that they made it home again. You know, she'd say, "Thank you, Lord, for getting us home." So me and June, we did the same thing now, just in honor of her. Every time we go somewhere and come back, we say, "Thank you, Lord, for getting us back home." Because a lot of people didn't make it home. A lot of people didn't make it home even that day. So let's just thank the Lord for that. So let's bring Brother Eric out and have him speak for us. Let's sing "Open the Eyes of My Heart" as our brother comes and speaks for us. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yes, Lord. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. How many come to see him tonight? We come to hear and to see. And we'll see him through the word. To see you high and lifted up.
Amado Padre Celestial,
blessed Heavenly Father,
gracias te damos, Señor, esta noche.
We thank you, Lord, this evening.
Señor, por la oportunidad de nuevamente estar alrededor de tu palabra.
For the opportunity that you've given us to be around your word once again.
Conociendo, Señor, que pudiéramos estar en otro lugar.
Lord, we know that we can be somewhere else.
Atendiendo otros asuntos.
Lord, to do something else.
Pero estamos acá porque estamos hambrientos y sedientos.
Lord, we're here because we're hungry and we're thirsting for you.
Y yo sé que tú puedes suplir cada una de nuestras necesidades.
And I know that you can meet each and every one of our needs.
Habrán muchas necesidades en nuestras vidas.
There are many needs in our lives.
Pero nunca habrá una más grande.
But there will never be a greater one.
Que la necesidad del Espíritu Santo en nuestras vidas.
The need of the Holy Spirit to be in our lives.
Queremos más de ti, Señor.
Lord, we want more of you, Lord.
Queremos vaciarnos más esta noche.
We want to pour out ourselves to you, Lord.
Y que tu Espíritu Santo descienda.
And that your Holy Spirit would descend.
Encuentre nuestras vidas.
And they would search our lives.
Y que pueda llenarlas, Señor.
And that you would fill our lives.
Y que al salir de este lugar.
And that as we leave this place.
Hablemos de tu gloria.
Lord, may we be able to speak of your glory.
Y hablemos de tu misericordia.
And speak of your mercy.
Y de tu gracia.
And of your grace.
Señor, pedimos que sea de esa manera.
Lord, we pray that it be that way this evening.
En el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
God bless you all.
Es un placer estar nuevamente con ustedes.
It's a pleasure to be here with you all again.
Gracias a los músicos.
Thank you to the musicians.
Hicieron un excelente trabajo.
They did an excellent job.
Se sentía alegría en las alabanzas.
You could hear some joy in the worship.
Y es bueno adorarle al Señor con alegría.
And it's good to worship the Lord with joy.
Adorarle al Señor con gozo en nuestro corazón.
Worship the Lord with joy in our hearts.
Porque Él ha sido bueno con nosotros.
Because He's been good to us.
Así que esta noche estamos un poco nerviosos.
So tonight we're a little bit nervous.
Pero esperamos que el Señor pueda ayudarnos.
But we trust that the Lord would help us.
Entonces, queremos solamente agradecerles a todos ustedes.
We just want to thank each and every one of you.
Los que nos han tenido en su casa.
Those that have had us in your homes.
Por haber sido tan amables con nosotros este tiempo.
To be so nice to us during this time.
Y por habernos recibido aquí en su iglesia.
And to have received us here in your church.
El día de mañana vamos a salir.
Tomorrow we're going to be leaving out.
Y rogamos sus oraciones
por
nosotros.
Pray for your, we ask for your prayers.
Y esperamos volvernos a ver nuevamente.
And we pray that I trust that we'll be able to see each other again.
Así que si un día van a Honduras.
And so if one day some of you go to Honduras.
Entonces allá tienen una casa.
You have a home there.
Y tienen una iglesia para congregarse.
A church to go to as well.
Porque somos la misma familia al final de todo.
Because we're part of the same family.
Amen. Así que Dios les bendiga y vamos a abrir la nuestra Biblia.
God bless you and let's go to the scriptures.
No vamos a retenerlos mucho, quizá esta noche.
We're not gonna keep you all too long this evening.
Vamos a ir al libro de Mateo.
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
Se ven rostros felices cuando digo que vamos a salir temprano.
I see happy faces when I say we're going to get out early tonight.
26:26 del libro de San Mateo.
Matthew 26:26 of the book.
Y luego vamos a ir a otra escritura en Hebreos.
And then we're going to go to another scripture in Hebrews.
¿Lo tienen Mateo 26:26?
Do you have Matthew 26:26?
Dice la palabra del Señor, y mientras comían tomó Jesús el pan y bendijo y lo partió y dio a sus discípulos y dijo, tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body.
Y tomando la copa y habiendo dado gracias, les dio diciendo, bebed de ella todos.
And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it.
Porque esto es mi sangre del nuevo pacto que por muchos es derramada para remisión de los pecados.
For this is my blood of the New Testament which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Y os digo que desde ahora no beberé más de este fruto de la vida hasta aquel día en que lo beba nuevo con vosotros en el reino de mi Padre.
Verse 29, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
En el libro de Hebreos, el capítulo 9, el verso 15.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 15.
Dice la palabra del Señor, así que por eso es mediador de un nuevo pacto para que interviniendo muerte para la remisión de las transgresiones que había bajo el primer pacto, los llamados reciban la promesa de la herencia eterna.
And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Porque donde hay testamento, es necesario que intervenga muerte del testador.
For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator.
Porque el testamento con la muerte se confirma, pues no es válido entre tanto que el testador vive.
For a testament is a force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth.
De donde ni aun el primer pacto fue instituido sin sangre.
Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
Porque habiendo anunciado Moisés todos los mandamientos de la ley a todo el pueblo, tomó la sangre de los becerros y de los machos cabríos con agua, lana escarlata e hisopo, y roció el mismo libro y también a todo el pueblo.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people.
Diciendo, esta es la sangre del pacto que Dios os ha mandado.
Saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you.
Y además de esto, roció también con la sangre el tabernáculo y todos los vasos del ministerio.
Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry.
Y casi todo es purificado según la ley con sangre, y sin derramamiento de sangre no se hace remisión.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Vamos a inclinar nuestros rostros para orar.
Let us bow our heads to pray.
Amado Padre Celestial,
loving Heavenly Father,
Señor, esta gente acá ha venido no para perder el tiempo.
Lord, the people here have come not to waste their time.
Señor, ellos han venido para ser edificados.
Lord, they've come to be edified.
Yo te ruego, Señor, que me hagas a un lado.
Lord, I pray that you just set me aside.
Que perdones nuestras faltas y nuestros errores.
That you forgive us our sins and our mistakes.
Y que nos permita ser de bendición a tu pueblo,
help
Señor.
Help us to be of a blessing to your people.
Son lo que tú más amas.
Lord, it's the ones that you love the most.
Señor, ellos son lo que tú más amas.
They are what you love the most.
Señor, ellos son la adquisición de tu sangre en la cruz del Calvario.
Lord, they are the purchase of your blood there on Calvary.
Y ahora están frente a mí, Señor, esta tarde.
And Lord, they're before me this evening.
Y yo quiero tratarlos a ellos como tus hijos,
and
Señor.
And I want to treat them like your children,
así
Lord.
Que que sea tu Espíritu Santo,
and so Lord, let it be your Holy Spirit,
el que nos guíe,
that guides us,
en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Tomen asiento.
You may be seated.
Yo creo que un día terminaremos esta jornada.
I think one day we'll finish this journey.
Y llegaremos a ese lugar por el cual hemos estado esperando.
And we'll get to that place that we've been waiting for.
Llegaremos a ese lugar el cual hemos estado ansiando tanto.
We'll get to that place that we've desired.
Y lograremos llegar a nuestra meta.
And we'll come to our goal.
Llegaremos allá y podremos ver a nuestros amados.
We'll get there and we'll see our loved ones.
Y podremos ver al Señor.
And we'll see the Lord.
Lo podremos ver a Él.
We will see Him.
Yo creo que llegaremos allá.
And I believe that we'll get there.
Y yo creo que una de las cosas que sabremos cuando lleguemos allá,
and I think one of the things that we'll know when we get there,
es que si estamos en ese lugar, ha sido por su completa gracia.
That if we're in that place, amen, it's because of His grace.
Porque absolutamente todas las cosas funcionan por la gracia del Señor
because
Jesucristo.
All things work by the grace of the Lord Jesus
Todo
Christ.
Lo que tenemos es por la gracia de Él.
Everything we have is because of His grace.
Estamos en este lugar y es por la gracia de Él.
We are in this place because of His grace.
Creemos la palabra y es por la gracia de él.
We believed his word and it's because of his grace.
Estamos en este mensaje por la gracia de él.
We are in this message because of his grace.
Por la elección divina de él.
By his divine election.
David dijo un día, las cuerdas me han caído en lugares deleitosos.
David said, the cords have fallen upon me in lovely places.
Y a veces hay predicadores, yo he escuchado predicadores que dicen que las cuerdas son azotes.
And I've heard preachers say that those cords are whips.
Pero yo no creo que esas cuerdas sean azotes y que sean placenteras.
But I don't believe that there are whips that are there trying to hurt you.
Nadie puede decir que un azote es algo placentero.
You can't say that something that whips you is something that's nice or that feels good.
Sabemos que tiene que ser algo diferente. Las cuerdas son algo diferente.
You know that the cords have to be something different.
Cuando David dijo, las cuerdas me cayeron en lugares deleitosos.
When David said that the cords have fallen in lovely places.
No se estaba refiriendo a cuerdas como azotes cayendo en sus espaldas.
He was not referring to as whips hitting his back.
Porque eso no sería deleitoso para nadie.
Because that would not be nice or feel good
eso,
for
eso
anyone.
Eso no sería placentero that para would, absolutamente nadie.
That would not feel good at all.
Nadie puede decir que tiene deleite cuando el azote está cayendo.
Nobody can say that they feel good when a whip is hitting them.
Usted sabe, pero aún con todo y eso.
You know, but even with all of that.
David pudo decir, las cuerdas me cayeron en lugares deleitosos.
David could say that the cords have fallen to me in lovely places.
Cuando usted va a la historia del Antiguo Testamento,
and when you look at the story in the Old Testament,
usted se da cuenta que cuando un padre tenía una herencia,
you can see that when a father had an inheritance,
y tenía tierras para entregar a sus hijos,
and he had lands to give to his children,
cuando él iba a heredar esas tierras,
when he was going to give out those lands,
él reunía a sus hijos ahí.
He would gather together his children.
Y entonces él les decía a ellos que pudieran ver toda la tierra que le pertenecía a él.
And he would tell his sons that all the lands that belonged to him, show
todos
them.
Todos sus hijos tenían una parte de la herencia.
All his sons had a part of the inheritance.
Todos sus hijos tenían una parte de esa tierra que les pertenecía.
All his sons had a part of that inheritance that belonged to them.
Porque ese padre se las estaba entregando a ellos.
Because that father was giving it to them.
Nosotros tenemos también un padre.
And we also have a father.
Así que esta noche vamos a dejarlo profundo para los ministros acá.
And so this evening we'll leave the deeper things here for the ministers.
Vamos a predicar algo simple, algo sencillo.
We're going to preach something that's simple.
Pero que sea de edificación para todos esta
but
noche.
That it edify every one of you.
Así que yo espero que pongan su atención un poquito a la palabra.
So I hope that you pay attention to the word.
Y que veamos un poco de lo que Dios nos ha dado a nosotros.
And that you can see what God has given us this evening.
Así que ese padre se paraba y miraba la tierra.
So the father would look at that land.
Y miraba a su primer hijo.
And he would take his first son.
Y le decía, Luis.
And we'd tell him, Luis.
Yo quiero que oremos.
I want us to pray.
Porque voy a lanzar las cuerdas.
Because I'm getting ready to let the cords go.
Y donde caigan las cuerdas.
And wherever the cords fall.
Ahí va a ser tu herencia.
That's where your inheritance will be.
Ellos se reunían y ellos oraban.
They would gather together and they would pray.
El papá mecía la cuerda.
And the father would take those cords.
Y lanzaba las cuerdas.
And he would let those cords go.
Y sobre donde lo que abarcaran esas cuerdas.
And wherever those cords would fall.
Ahí va a ser la herencia del mayor llamado Luis.
That was where the inheritance of the older one named Luis would be.
Luego llamaba al otro que quizás se llamaba Aarón.
Then he would call the other one, maybe the next one whose name is Aaron.
Después llamaba al otro que quizás se llamaba Bob.
And then maybe the next son named Bob.
Y lanzaba las cuerdas también
and
para ellos.
He would also throw the cords.
A veces las cuerdas caían en lugares que se podía sembrar.
And sometimes those cords would fall in places where you could plant easily in that area.
A veces las cuerdas caían en lugares fértiles.
And sometimes those cords would fall in areas where it was fertile.
Pero a veces las cuerdas caían en lugares pantanosos.
But sometimes those cords would fall in areas where it was really muddy.
Y esa era la herencia que le tocaba a cada hijo.
And that was the inheritance that each one of those children would have.
Algunas veces las cuerdas caían en lugares estériles.
Sometimes the cords would fall in sterile land.
Y esa era la herencia que le tocaba a esa persona.
And that was the land that would belong to that son.
Así que cuando David miró ese ejemplo,
so when David looked at that example,
él fue allá más allá de, allá antes de la fundación del mundo.
He went there even beyond before the foundation of the world.
Y él miró que también ahí las cuerdas fueron lanzadas.
And he could see that the cords were also thrown there for
Porque
him.
Porque mucha de toda nuestra vida está bajo la predestinación de Dios.
Because our lives are under predestination.
Todo lo que pasa en nuestras vidas, Dios ya lo conoce.
Everything that was going to happen in our lives, God already knows about.
Es por eso que Dios no se preocupa por los problemas.
That's why God is not worried about your problems.
Porque antes que el problema venga,
because before the problem comes,
Dios ya sabe cómo va a terminar.
God knows how it's going to end up.
Es por eso que Dios no se preocupa por la apretura a la que nos metemos.
That's why God is not worried about the squeezes that we get in sometimes.
Porque antes que esa apretura venga,
because before that squeeze comes on,
Dios sabe que él tiene la solución para cada
God
cosa.
God knows that he has the solution for each one of those things.
Es eso, tener la eso es parte de tener la mente de Dios.
That's part of having the mind of God.
La mente de Dios le da usted fe en la palabra.
The mind of God gives you faith in his word.
Para saber que venga lo que venga,
to know whatever comes,
todo está en las manos perfectas
all
de Dios.
Of that is in God's perfect hands.
Todo él lo tiene todo bajo su control.
He has everything under his control.
No importa lo que se venga, todo está en la mano de Dios.
Doesn't matter what comes, everything is in his hands.
Cuando David miró ese ejemplo,
and when David looked at that example,
David pudo darse cuenta,
David could see
que las cuerdas de su herencia,
that the cords of his inheritance,
no habían caído en lugares de pantano,
did not fall in muddy places,
no habían caído en lugares infértiles,
did not fall in infertile land,
sino que habían caído en lugares deleitosos,
in good land.
Yo quiero que usted vea esta noche.
And I want you to look at that tonight.
Que las cuerdas suyas,
that your cords,
las cuerdas de su vida,
the cords of your life,
la cuerda de su predestinación,
the cords of your predestination,
no cayeron en terreno bautista,
did not fall in Baptist territory,
no cayeron en lugares pentecostales,
did not fall in Pentecostal territory,
no cayeron en la Odisea,
did not fall here in Laodicea,
pero cayeron en lugares deleitosos,
but they fell in good places.
Usted está creyendo la
You are believing the word tonight.
Porque las cuerdas le cayeron en lugares deleitosos.
Because the cords have fallen in good places.
Todo obra bajo la predestinación.
Everything works under that predestination.
Ahora, ahí hay una línea delgada.
Now there's a thin line there.
No es que Dios dice, él me cae bien.
It's not that God says, I like him.
Y aquel no me cae
and
bien.
And that one I don't like. No.
Este es muy bonito.
This one's very good looking.
Lo voy a salvar.
I'm going to save him.
Pero este que está aquí, este es feo.
But this one right here, he's ugly.
Lo voy a condenar.
I'm going to condemn him.
No, no funciona de esa manera.
And that's not how it works.
No fue, no fue que Dios se puso a ver y...
It's not that God started looking to see...
Y dijo, a este lo salvo porque bueno.
And say, I'm going to save him because he's good.
A este no lo voy a salvar porque no me cae bien.
I'm not going to save this one because I just don't like him.
Ese es un error, creer la predestinación de esa manera.
That's a mistake to believe predestination that way.
Predestinación ni siquiera es basado en el amor de Dios.
Predestination is not even based on the love of God.
Dios puede amar a mucho a una persona.
God can love a person very much.
Dios puede amarlo mucho a usted.
God can love you very much.
Pero el amor de Dios,
but the love of God,
no puede hacer nada por usted,
cannot do anything for you,
si usted no quiere,
if you don't want it.
Amen.
Amen.
Dios amó al joven rico.
God loved the rich young ruler.
Él se acercó y se arrodilló delante de Jesús.
He came and bowed before Jesus.
Y le dijo, Señor, ¿qué haré para heredar la vida eterna?
He said, Lord, what can I do to inherit eternal life?
¿Qué puedo hacer para heredar la
what
vida eterna?
What can I do to inherit eternal life?
Él le dijo, los mandamientos sabes.
And he told him, do you know the commandments?
No robarás.
You will not steal.
Él dijo, yo no robo.
He said, I don't steal.
Esa nota la paso.
I can check that. Check
no
that.
Mentirás.
You don't lie.
Y él dijo, yo no miento.
He said, I don't lie.
Yo esa la paso.
I can check that.
Yeah. Chequen ustedes.
You check your lives.
Y cuando dijo, honra a tu padre y a tu madre.
And when he says, honor your father and your mother.
Yo no sé cuántos jovencitos podrían chequear ahí.
I don't know if every young person here could check that.
Cuando su mamá viene y le dice,
when your mom comes and says,
salga del cuarto, venga a comer.
Come out, get out of your room, it's time to eat.
Que no tengo hambre, le estoy diciendo.
I'm not hungry, I already told you.
Vamos a la iglesia.
Let's go to church.
No quiero ir a la iglesia.
I don't want to go to church.
Deje de meterse en mi vida.
Stop getting in my life.
Yo quiero hacer mi vida.
I want to live my life.
Honra a tu padre y a tu madre.
Honor your mom and dad.
Para que tengas largura de días.
So that you'd have length of days in your life.
Ese era un joven.
That was a young man.
Y él podía decir que honraba a su padre y a su madre.
And he could say that he honored his mom and dad.
Él dijo, yo cumplo la ley.
He said, I fulfill the law.
El Señor lo amó a él.
And the Lord loved him.
Y el Señor fue adentro de su corazón.
And the Lord went in his heart.
Solo hay una cosa pequeña, le dijo.
He told him, there's only one thing.
Vende todo lo que tienes, dalo a los pobres y sígueme.
That you must do is go sell everything and give it to the poor and come follow me.
Solo una cosita pequeña, hermanos.
Just one little thing.
Nosotros a veces quizá tenemos más de una, ¿verdad?
Sometimes we have more than one thing.
Pero una le estorbó a ese muchacho.
But one thing it got in the way of that boy.
Volvemos acá.
And let's continue here.
Dios, Jesús amó al joven rico.
Jesus loved that rich young ruler.
Pero no lo pudo salvar.
But he could not save him.
Por, no, el amor de Dios.
Because the love of God.
No tiene que ver con la predestinación.
Has nothing to do with predestination.
Hermano, yo le estoy diciendo lo que dice hermano Branham.
I'm telling you what Brother Branham said.
Hermano Branham dijo.
Brother Branham said.
Que cuando Dios predestinó.
That when God predestinated.
No lo hizo conforme a su voluntad.
He didn't do it according to your will.
Porque la voluntad es que nadie se pierda.
Because his will is for no one to be lost.
Así que cuando él predestinó.
And so when he predestinated.
Lo hizo conforme a su previo conocimiento.
He did it according to his foreknowledge.
Lo hizo conforme a su presciencia.
He did it according to his presencia.
Presciencia.
Pre-knowledge. Pre-knowledge. Okay. Foreknowledge.
Gloria a Dios. Lo hizo conforme a su previo conocimiento.
He did it according to his foreknowledge.
De esa manera lo hizo.
And that's the way he did it.
Antes que la historia comenzara.
Before the story started.
Dios ya conocía cómo la historia terminaría.
God knew how the story would end.
Antes que usted naciera.
Before you were born.
Él ya sabía lo que usted sería.
He knew what you would become.
Él sabía que usted le aceptaría.
He knew that you would accept him.
Y conforme a su decisión.
And according to your decision,
Dios puso su nombre en el libro de la vida del Cordero.
God put his name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
¿No es eso glorioso?
Isn't that glorious?
Cuando un niño nace,
when a child is born,
lo llevan al registro de las personas.
They take him to register his name or get a birth certificate.
Y le ponen un nombre.
And they give him a name.
Le pusieron a él Luis Fernando.
They gave him Eric Gallo.
Y a él le pusieron Luis Fernando.
And they gave him Luis Fernando.
Y a ella le pusieron Christine.
And they gave her Christine.
Pero no es maravilloso saber esta
But
noche.
Isn't it glorious to know
que antes que nuestros padres nos pusieran en un libro.
That before our parents put us on a certificate,
Dios ya nos había puesto en un
already
libro eterno.
Put us in an eternal book.
Déjeme decirle, esos nombres están delante de Dios todo el tiempo.
Those names are before God the whole time.
Oh, usted no puede perderse.
You can't be lost in any way.
Si su nombre está en el libro de la vida del Cordero.
If your name is in that Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah. ¿Alguien lo cree de esa manera?
So, do you
Gloria
believe
a Dios.
That? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ahí están nuestros nombres.
And that's where our names are.
Y todo eso es por su gracia.
And all of that is by his grace.
Ahora, sabemos, entrando a lo que vamos a hablar esta noche.
Now, what we're going to talk about tonight.
Las dos escrituras que leímos están hablando de un nuevo pacto.
The two scriptures that we read here are speaking about a New Testament.
Un nuevo pacto que está siendo hecho por nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
A New Testament or a new covenant that's being made by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Porque anteriormente había habido un antiguo pacto.
Because before that there was a previous testament.
Un testamento que había sido puesto ahí llamado la ley.
That was put there by the law.
Un pacto llamado la ley, el cual solamente estaba ahí para probar que nosotros no podemos hacer nada para salvarnos.
A testament that was placed there that to let us know that we could not save ourselves.
Ellos tenían sacerdotes.
They had priests.
Y estos sacerdotes tenían privilegios.
And those priests had privileges.
Usted sabe, un sacerdote es una persona que se para entre Dios y el pueblo.
And you know, a priest is one that stands before God and the people.
Un sacerdote es alguien que oficia sacrificios.
A priest is someone that officiates sacrifices.
Para que el pueblo pueda tener acceso a la misericordia de Dios.
So that the people could have access to God's mercy.
Hay muchos sacerdotes en la Biblia.
And there are many priests in the Bible.
Uno de ellos fue Aarón.
One of them was Aaron.
Y podríamos mencionar otros.
And we could mention others.
Pero a mí me llama la atención.
But it gets my attention.
Que uno de los primeros oficios.
That one of the first offices.
Que el Señor o nuestro Dios tuvo.
Or that the Lord had. Our Lord had.
Fue ser un sacerdote.
Is to be a priest.
Porque antes de Aarón.
Because before Aaron.
Hubo sacerdotes.
There was priests.
Aún Adán mismo,
even Adam,
cuando él había fallado,
when he had fallen,
él necesitó que alguien se parara por él.
He needed someone to stand
Abraham,
for him.
Después de la batalla,
Abraham, after the battle,
se encontró con un sacerdote.
He met him with a priest.
El nombre de ese sacerdote era Melquisedec.
That priest's name was Melchizedek.
Y es el mismo sacerdote que nosotros tenemos hoy en día.
And it's the same priest that we have today.
Ha habido un debate por saber quién es Melquisedec.
There's been a debate to know who Melchizedek
en las redes
is.
Sociales preguntan, expliquen quién es Melquisedec.
On social media, they'll debate about who was Melchizedek.
Y se preguntan, ¿quién es Melquisedec?
And they ask, who is Melchizedek?
Ellos no saben quién es Melquisedec.
And they don't know who Melchizedek,
Melchizedek
is.
Se presentó a Abraham.
Melchizedek came before Abraham.
Se presentó delante de Abraham.
He came before Abraham.
Se presentó a la simiente de Abraham.
He presented himself before Abraham's seed.
Y el profeta de Dios en esta última edad,
and the prophet of God here in this last age,
nos ha dicho quién era ese Melquisedec.
Has told us who that Melchizedek is.
Melquisedec tiene un nombre.
Melchizedek has a name.
Melquisedec es nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Melchizedek is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Es el sacrificio que estábamos esperando.
It's the sacrifice that we were waiting for.
Así que ha habido sacerdotes en toda la Biblia.
And so we have had a priest in throughout the Bible.
Ellos tenían privilegios bien grandes.
They had great privileges.
Hermanos, ellos podían entrar al templo.
They could go into the temple.
Y podían entrar no solamente al lugar santo.
And they could go in not just to the holy place.
Ellos podían entrar al lugar santísimo, los sumos sacerdotes.
The holies of holies.
Y pasaban adentro del velo.
And they would go beyond the veil.
Toda la gente quedaba fuera.
All the people were left outside.
Pero ellos podían entrar
but
a la presencia de Dios.
Inside the presence of God.
Ahí donde estaba el arca del pacto.
Where the ark of the covenant was at.
O ellos podían abrir el arca.
And they could open up the ark.
Y sacar el maná que estaba ahí.
And take the manna that was there.
Y podían comerlo.
And could eat it.
Ellos podían ver la luz santa.
They could see that holy light.
Que había descendido de la Shekinah de Dios.
That was coming down from the Shekinah glory
sin
of God.
Sin embargo, el pueblo afuera.
But yet the people outside.
No podían entrar.
Could not go inside.
Hermano, dentro del lugar santísimo es donde la vida moraba.
And brother, that is in that holy of holies is where the life was dwelling at.
No estaba ya en el atrio exterior la vida.
It wasn't in the exterior court.
Tampoco estaba en el lugar santo.
And it wasn't in the holy place.
Pero la misma vida de Dios estaba en el lugar santísimo.
But the life of God was in the holies of holies.
Y los sumos sacerdotes podían entrar ahí.
And the high priests could go in there.
Y podían gustar de esa vida.
And could taste of that life.
Había tanta vida ahí.
There was so much life there.
Que un día el sacerdote,
the priest,
entró con una vara.
He went in with a rod.
apoyándose en una vara seca.
He went in trying to walk with a dry rod.
En una vara seca.
On a dry rod.
Y estaba panda esa chueca.
And it was a crooked old dry rod.
Una vara sin vida, hermano.
A life that it didn't have any life.
Una vara que ya no quería ir a los cultos.
A rod that didn't want to go to church anymore.
Una vara que ya no cantaba en los cultos.
A rod that didn't even sing anymore at church.
Una vara que ya no le gustaba el compañerismo.
A rod that didn't even like the fellowship at church.
Una vara que tenía enemistades.
A rod that had was always mad at people.
Tenía enemigos esa vara.
That rod had enemies.
Yo no estoy hablando de ustedes.
I'm not speaking of anybody here.
Estoy hablando de esa vara.
I'm talking about that rod.
Estaba seca.
It was dry.
Estaba panda, chueca.
It was crooked.
Pero un día.
But one day.
El sacerdote.
That priest.
La dejó olvidada.
He left it there.
Solo podía entrar una vez al año.
And he could only go in one time a year.
Y se salió del lugar santísimo el sacerdote.
He left that holies of holies.
Y dejó ahí la vara.
And he left that rod in there.
Cuando lo recordó.
And when he remembered.
Dijo, la vara.
He said the rod.
Quiso regresar.
And he wanted maybe to go back.
Pero ya no podía.
But now he couldn't.
Tenía que esperar el siguiente año.
He had to wait till the following year.
Al siguiente año.
And the following year.
Usted sabe lo que pasó.
You know what happened.
El profeta dice que cuando entró nuevamente el sacerdote.
The prophet said that when he went in there again.
Estaba buscando la vara.
He was looking for the rod.
Buscando por todo lugar donde estaba.
Looking to see where that rod was at.
No la podía encontrar.
And maybe he couldn't find it.
Lo único que él miraba.
The only thing that he was looking at.
Era una rama llena de hojas.
Was something that had flowered.
Tenía hojas verdes.
And it had leaves, green leaves.
Y tenía también fruto.
And it also had fruit on it.
Lo que había pasado.
What had happened?
Aquella vara seca.
That dry rod.
Aquella vara chueca.
That crooked rod.
Aquella vara sin vida.
That rod that had no life.
Había estado delante de la presencia
del
Santo
de los Santos. Had been in the presence of God.
Y había traído vida nuevamente.
And had brought life once again.
Ahora yo digo esta noche.
Now let me tell you tonight.
Si esa vara.
If that rod.
Que no tenía vida.
That had no life.
Se acercó a la vida.
What came to life.
Y pudo vivir nuevamente.
And could live once again.
Oh, hay vida para usted
también
esta noche.
There is life for you also.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Pero había algo.
But there was something.
Solo el sacerdote podía entrar ahí.
Only the high priest could go in there.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Porque en este tiempo.
Because in this time.
La Biblia nos dice.
The Bible tells us.
Que él nos ha hecho.
That he has made us.
Dios nos ha hecho.
God has made us.
Reyes.
Kings.
Y sacerdotes.
And priests.
No solamente rey.
Not only king.
Pero también sacerdote.
But also priests.
Así que sacerdotes,
so,
esta noche.
Priests tonight.
Acérquense al lugar santísimo.
Draw closer to that holy of holies.
Porque hay maná en el arca.
Because there's manna in that ark.
Y hay vida también
and
en la presencia de Dios.
Life in his presence.
¿Alguien lo cree?
Do you believe that?
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Ahora cuando hablamos de un pacto.
Now when we're speaking of a testament or a covenant.
Usted sabe. Cuando hablamos de un pacto, ese hay un suceso que marca la historia completamente.
There's something that happens that causes the story to come through.
Y eso ese suceso es lo que ocurrió con Adán.
And that is what happened with Adam.
Un pacto,
a covenant,
significa atar algo.
Means to attach something.
Es hacer una obligación.
It means to make something obligatory.
Hacer una obligación entre dos personas.
Make something obligatory or come to an agreement between two people.
Y hay el profeta nos dice que hay muchas maneras de hacer un pacto.
And the prophet said that there's many ways to make a covenant.
Él nos dice que en Japón ellos tiraban sal detrás de las espaldas.
He told us that in Japan they would throw salt behind them, their back.
Nosotros, cuando hay una boda,
when we have a wedding,
También ese es un pacto que
that,
se hace.
That is a covenant that's being made.
Un pacto que no se puede romper.
A covenant that cannot be broken.
Y entonces nosotros no tiramos sal.
And we don't throw salt.
En México se tiran arroz y toda la
cosa. In Mexico they throw rice at each other and everything.
Pero nosotros lo que usamos, usted sabe, es el anillo.
But what we use is the ring.
Dos puntos para el hermano Eric.
2 points for brother Eric. It's Wednesday night. I can't think as fast.
Le aman al Señor,
you
hermanos.
Love the Lord.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Aquí usamos un anillo, hermanos.
And here we use a ring.
A ver, ¿quiénes andan anillo de bodas?
Who has a wedding band?
Ah, excelente.
Excellent.
Si yo no ando el mío.
I don't have mine with me right now.
Sí, se me perdió en una boda.
I lost it actually in a wedding.
Sí. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Entonces usa y ese anillo es una señal de que hay un pacto.
And so that ring represents that's a sign that there's a covenant.
Y hay diferentes maneras de cómo hacer entonces ese pacto.
And there's different ways to do that or to make that covenant happen.
El primer pacto que Dios hizo con el hombre.
The first covenant that God made with man.
Lo hizo con Adán.
He made it with Adam.
Lo hizo entre él y Adán.
He made it between him and God.
Pero siempre que Dios hace un pacto con el hombre,
but every time God makes a covenant with man,
Dios siempre mantiene su pacto.
God always keeps his covenant.
Pero el profeta nos dice que el hombre rompe siempre el pacto.
But the prophet tells us that man always breaks their covenants.
Dios al inicio Él creó todas las cosas.
God, he created all things.
Él creó la vida natural.
He made natural life.
Creó las plantas.
He made the plants.
Los minerales.
The minerals.
Los animales.
The animals.
Desde los más grandes hasta los más pequeños.
From the biggest one to the smallest one.
Y luego hizo al hombre.
And then he made man.
Y lo hizo a su imagen y a su semejanza.
And he made him in his image.
Y le dio a Adán.
And he gave Adam.
Un pacto.
He gave Adam a covenant.
Le hicieron un trato entre los dos.
They made a covenant between themselves.
Adán tenía salud.
Adam, he had good health.
Bajo el pacto de Dios.
Under that covenant of God.
Adán tenía el control sobre los elementos.
Adam had control over the elements.
Adán tenía vida eterna.
Adam had eternal life.
Adán no se enfermaba.
Adam could not get sick.
Mientras mantenía el pacto con Dios.
While he was under that covenant with God.
Bajo ese pacto, el hombre y la mujer eran coiguales.
Under that covenant, man and woman were co-equal.
Hasta que vino la serpiente.
Until the serpent came.
Y empezó a hablar a Eva.
And started speaking to Eve.
Y Eva se detuvo a escuchar.
And Eve stopped to listen.
Recuerden lo que había dicho el Señor.
Now remember what the Lord said.
Le dijo, de todos los árboles pueden comer.
He said, from all the trees you can eat.
Menos del árbol de la ciencia del bien y del mal.
But not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Y la serpiente vino y le dijo.
And the serpent came and told her.
Eva.
Eve.
Ya viste todos los árboles.
You've seen all the trees.
Puedes comer de todos.
And you can eat from all of them.
Pero Eva le dijo a la serpiente.
But Eve told the serpent.
Pero el árbol de la ciencia del bien y del mal.
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Dios dijo.
God said.
Que no comiéramos de él.
That we should not eat of it.
Ni lo tocáramos.
Not even touch it.
Dios no había dicho que no lo tocaran.
And God had not said for them not to touch it.
Yo lo que quiero decirles es esto.
And what I want to say is this.
Que la iglesia siempre.
That the church always.
Siempre está queriendo hacer algo más de lo que Dios dijo.
Wants to do more, a little more than what God had said.
Dios le dijo a ella.
God had told her.
Que no iban a comer de él.
That they would not eat of it.
Pero ella dijo.
But she said.
Que no comerían de él,
that they would not eat of it,
y que tampoco lo tocaran.
Neither should they touch it.
Y a veces nosotros,
and sometimes we,
tratamos de agregar más.
We try to add a more.
Tratamos de hacer nuestra parte.
We try to add our part.
Cuando no hay nada que podamos hacer.
When there's nothing else that we can add to this.
Todo Dios ya lo hizo
God
por nosotros.
God already did everything that he needed to
Usted
do
no
for
puede
us.
Hacer nada para ser salvo.
You can't do nothing to be saved.
Usted no puede decir que viene a la iglesia para ser salvo.
You can't say that I come to church enough to be saved.
Hermanas, ustedes no pueden decir que visten sus faldas elegantes para ser salvas.
Sisters, you can't say I wear the longest skirt in church and I know I'm saved.
Usted no puede decir yo no me corto el cabello porque yo quiero ser salva.
You can't say I don't cut my hair because I want to be saved.
No, usted no puede hacer nada para usted ser salvo.
You can't save your own self.
Usted no puede hacer méritos para la salvación.
You can't merit salvation by works.
Usted no puede agregarle nada para ser salvo.
You can't add nothing to it in order to be saved.
Todo lo que se requería para salvación.
Everything that was required for salvation.
Dios lo hizo en la cruz
God
del Calvario.
God did it for us on the cross of Calvary.
Dios lo pagó en la cruz del Calvario.
God paid it on the cross of Calvary.
Ahora usted se viste decentemente.
Now you dress properly.
No porque usted va a ser salva.
Not so that you can be saved.
No porque usted va a ser salvo.
Not so that you can be saved.
Sino porque Dios ha hecho una obra dentro de usted.
But because God has already done a work in you.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
De todo árbol pueden comer.
Of all the trees you can eat.
Y usted sabe lo que pasó.
And you know what happened.
Eva fue engañada.
Eve was deceived.
Y tomó del fruto.
And she ate of that tree.
Y ella cayó.
And she fell.
Y Adán,
and Adam,
para poder salvarla,
in order to save her,
tuvo que caer juntamente con ella.
He had to fall as well.
Así que aquí venía Dios.
So here was God.
Y estaba buscando por Adán.
And he was looking for Adam.
¿Sabe por qué?
And you know why?
Porque Dios tenía compañerismo con Adán.
Because God had fellowship with Adam.
Pero el pecado los había alejado.
But sin had separated
y
them.
Y ahí estaba Dios.
And there was God.
La voz de Dios.
The voice of God.
Diciendo, Adán.
Telling, calling out Adam.
Adán.
Adam.
¿Dónde estás?
Where art thou?
Esa tarde Adán no llegó al compañerismo.
That evening, Adam did not come to the fellowship.
Esa tarde Adán no llegó a tener compañerismo con Dios.
That evening, Adam did not have fellowship
Así
with God.
Así que la voz de Dios se paseó por el huerto del Edén.
So the voice of God went through the Garden of Eden.
Buscando a su hijo para tener compañerismo.
Looking for his son so that he can have fellowship with
Dios
him once again.
Dios ama el compañerismo.
And God loves fellowship.
Es por eso que venimos a este lugar.
That's why we come to this place.
No para tener compañerismo el uno al otro.
Not to just have fellowship with each other.
Pero para tener compañerismo
but to
con
have
Dios.
Fellowship with God.
La voz de Dios se paseaba en el
The voice of God was going through that garden.
Adán, ¿dónde estás?
Saying, Adam, where art thou?
Y Adán estaba escondido.
And Adam was hiding.
Amen.
Amen.
Yo le pregunto,
and let me ask you.
¿Por qué Dios estaba preguntando dónde estaba Adán?
Why was God asking where Adam was?
¿Qué acaso Dios no sabía dónde estaba?
Did not God know where he was?
Él sabía dónde estaba.
He knew exactly where he was.
Él sabía dónde se estaba escondiendo.
He knew where he was hidden.
¿Sabía Adán lo que había hecho?
Did he know what Adam had done?
Perdón, Dios. ¿Sabía Dios lo que había hecho?
Did God know what Adam had done?
Sí, Dios sabía.
Yes, God knew what he
sabía
had done.
Que Adán estaba desnudo. Dios lo sabía.
Did God know that Adam was naked? Of course he knew that he was
no
naked.
No hay nada que usted y yo hagamos que Dios no lo sepa.
There's nothing that you and I can do that God does not know about.
Sin embargo, Dios estaba preguntando dónde estaba Adán.
Yet God was asking Adam, Adam, where art thou?
No porque Dios no sabía.
Not because he did not know.
Sino porque dentro de Dios, en lo más profundo de Dios.
Because in the inner part of God.
Hay un atributo llamado misericordia.
There was an attribute called mercy.
Dios estaba buscando a Adán.
God was trying to look for Adam.
No para condenar a Adán.
Not to condemn Adam.
Sino para mostrar su misericordia.
But to show him his mercy.
Dios estaba buscando que Adán saliera.
God was waiting for Adam to recognize
para arreglar todo el problema
where
de Adán.
He was at so that he could fix things with Adam.
A veces nos quedamos con los problemas aquí adentro.
Sometimes we walk in this life with problems in our hearts.
Los contamos a la hermana.
We tell our sister.
Los contamos al hermano.
We tell our brother about them.
Los contamos a gente que no es creyente.
We even tell people that don't even believe. Unbelievers.
Pero no, 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 no le decimos a Dios.
But we never talk to God about those problems.
No doblamos las rodillas y hablamos con él.
We never get down to our knees and talk to him about it.
Él está esperando que hablemos con él.
He's waiting that you and I speak to him about it.
Él está esperando que usted vaya a él.
He's waiting that you and I go to him about those things.
No hay nada que usted y yo hayamos hecho que él no lo sepa.
There's nothing that you and I have done that he does not know about.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Me permiten decir algo?
Can you allow me to say something?
Lo que hacemos a solas, Dios lo sabe.
What we do by ourselves, God knows about too.
Lo que escuchamos a solas, Dios lo sabe.
What we listen to, God knows what we do.
Lo que hacemos en el cuarto, Dios lo sabe.
What we do in our rooms, God knows what we're doing.
Espero que no se enojen conmigo.
And I hope you don't get upset with me.
Y si no, pues yo me voy mañana.
If not, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Para cuando venga ya se les va a haber olvidado.
So that by the time I come back again, you forgot about it.
Pero Dios lo sabe todo.
But God knows everything.
Y yo me siento contento por eso.
And I'm very happy about that.
Porque aún con todo y eso,
because even though with all of that,
él nos ama.
He still loves us.
Le decía en la iglesia al hermano Stan.
I was telling the church there, brother Stan.
Que a veces hay muchachos o muchachas.
That there's young girls or young men.
Ellos suelen tomar una margarita.
They'll take Daisy, sorry.
Okay, y ellos toman los pétalos.
And they'll take the petals of the daisy.
Y entonces dicen.
And they'll
piensan,
say,
ellas piensan en la persona que aman.
They're thinking of the person that they love.
Y piensan en el amor de la vida de ellas.
They think of their love life.
Y empiezan, ¿me ama?
And they love me, or he loves me.
No me ama.
He loves me not.
Me ama.
He loves me.
Y se ríen ellas.
And they start laughing.
No me ama.
Oh, he doesn't love me.
Me ama.
He loves me.
No me ama.
He doesn't love me.
Hasta que llegue el último pétalo.
Until she gets to the last petal.
Y ellas se dan cuenta.
And they realize.
Si las aman o no las aman.
He loves him, her or not.
¿Lo hicieron ustedes alguna vez?
Did you ever do that yourself?
Sí. Sí, era usted hermana.
You did it, sister.
Y resulta que sí la amaba.
And it looks like he did love you.
Los hermanos lo hicieron eso alguna vez.
I wonder if any brother here has ever done that.
Ah, el hermano allá atrás. Pero eso lo podemos hacer con personas que amemos.
Now, we can do that with people that we love.
Pero eso no lo podríamos hacer con Dios.
But we can do that with God.
Porque si lo hacemos con Dios.
Because if we do that with God.
Podemos tomar esa margarita.
We could take that daisy.
Y diríamos, hermanos,
say,
y podríamos tomar esa margarita.
We could take that daisy,
y podríamos decir,
and we could say,
me ama.
He loves me.
Y cuando tomemos el otro pétalo,
and we take the next petal,
pensaríamos en Dios.
You would think about God,
y diríamos, me ama.
And you'd say, he loves me.
Tomaríamos el otro pétalo,
take the next petal,
y diríamos,
and you'd say,
me ama.
He loves me.
Tomaríamos el otro pétalo.
The next petal would be.
Pensaríamos en su misericordia.
You think of his mercy.
Y diríamos, me
and
ama.
And you'd say, he loves me.
Me ama.
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 He loves me.
Eso es Dios.
That's what God is.
Eso es Dios con su novia.
That's God with his bride.
No hay un lugar donde él no ame a su novia.
There is no place where he does not love his bride.
Eso es por lo cual él dio su vida por su novia.
That's why he gave his life for his bride.
Ahora aquí vemos a Adán escondiéndose.
And we can see Adam here, he's hiding
escondiéndose
himself.
De la misericordia.
He's hiding himself from God's mercy.
Y ahí viene Dios.
And here comes God.
Y lo encuentra.
And finds him.
Y cuando lo encuentra,
and when he finds him,
lo encuentra con hojas de higuera.
He finds him with fig leaves around him.
Ahora, esas higueras lo cubrían a Adán.
Those fig leaves really did not cover Adam well.
Y estaban cubriendo la desnudez de Adán.
They were trying to cover his nakedness.
Pero no eran suficientes.
But it was not enough.
El profeta de Dios nos dijo qué es lo que representan las hojas de higuera.
The prophet told us what those fig leaves represent.
Dicen que representan una cobertura.
That it represents a cover.
Representan una religión.
It represents religion.
El problema no era la cobertura.
The problem was not the actual cover.
El problema no era las hojas de higuera.
The problem was with not with the fig leaves.
Escuche, el problema era.
But listen, the problem was
que no había sangre.
That there was no blood involved.
Y yo le digo esta noche.
Now, I'll tell you tonight.
Toda religión,
every religion,
toda cobertura,
every covering,
que no tiene la sangre en ella,
that does not have blood in her,
no servirá de nada,
will not work in your life.
Usted dice, yo creo el mensaje,
you might say, I believe the message,
pero si la sangre no está ahí,
but if the blood is not there,
es solamente religión,
all it is religion.
Usted dice, yo creo
you
al
can
profeta,
say, I believe the prophet,
pero si la sangre no está ahí,
but if the blood is not there,
es solamente religión,
all it is just religion in your life.
Yo le digo en esta noche,
and I'll tell you tonight,
la sangre es la vida del
the
animal.
Blood is the life of the lamb.
Así que para que este mensaje sea efectivo,
and so that this message be effective,
tiene que tener la vida de Cristo
it has
usted.
To have the life of Christ dwelling in you. Glory to God.
De otra manera no funciona.
Without it, it will not work.
Ese fue el problema de Adán.
That was Adam's problem.
Que no había sangre.
That there was no blood
Ese
involved.
Fue el problema del sacrificio
that was
de Caín.
The problem with Cain's sacrifice.
Que no había sangre.
That there was no blood involved.
Pero siempre la sangre ha obrado su
But
propósito.
The blood has always worked its purpose.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Él descendió y tuvo su juicio.
And he came down and he had his judgment.
El tiempo.
The time.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Ténganme paciencia, hermano.
Have patience with me tonight.
Voy a tomarme los minutos de los cultos anteriores.
I'm going to take the minutes that I didn't take last services.
No, ya vamos a terminar.
We're almost finished.
Alégrense, ya vamos a terminar.
Get happy, because we're almost finished.
Así que ahí va Adán.
So there was Adam there.
¿Usted sabe lo que pasó?
And you know what happened?
Dios,
God,
maldijo la tierra.
He cursed the land.
Tardó 6,000 años.
6,000
en poner
years
todo
went
en
by.
Orden.
And everything went
to put everything in order.
To put everything in order.
Y luego después.
And then afterwards.
Él miró a su hijo.
He looked at his son.
Y prefirió maldecir la tierra
to curse the land
en lugar de maldecir a su hijo.
Instead of cursing his son.
Y dijo que cardos produciría la tierra y abrojos.
He said that the land would produce thorns and thistles.
Sí, amén. Y que iba a producir cosas que no estaban en la voluntad perfecta de Dios.
Going to produce things that were not part of God's perfect will.
Puso también el castigo en la mujer.
He punished the woman.
Y dijo que con dolores daría luz.
And that with pain she would give birth to children.
¿Es cierto eso, hermanas?
Now, is that true, sisters?
Sí.
Yes.
Eso lo puso él.
And that's what God did.
Y seguidamente,
and then after that,
los sacó del huerto del Edén.
He put them out of the garden.
Les puso, usted sabe, las pieles de cordero.
No, he gave them the skins that they dressed with.
E iban caminando fuera del jardín del Edén.
They were walking out of the Garden of Eden.
Ahora Adán cargaba el peso de su pecado.
Now Adam was carrying the burden of his sin.
Eva cargaba su propia responsabilidad.
Eve was carrying her own responsibility.
Mientras iban saliendo ahí al huerto del Edén.
And as they were walking out of the garden.
El profeta dice en el mensaje Job, el siervo de Dios.
And the prophet says in the message Job, the servant of God.
Cuando Adán iba saliendo con su esposa.
When Adam was walking out with his wife.
Saliendo bajo condenación.
Under condemnation.
Era una sombra.
It was a shadow.
Una sombra de redención en algún lugar.
There was a shadow of redemption somewhere.
por cuanto había sangre chorreando sobre ellos.
Because there was blood that was still dripping upon them.
Eso era una sombra de redención.
And that was a shadow of redemption.
Y yo puedo escuchar, dice el profeta.
And Branham says, I can hear
el sonido de esas pieles
de
oveja.
The sound of those skins flapping on their skin.
Golpeando en las piernas de Adán.
Flapping upon Adam's legs.
Y con su sonido.
And with that sound.
Estaban hablando de otro tiempo.
They were speaking of another time.
¿Qué era eso?
What was that?
Era una sombra.
It was a shadow.
De que la redención genuina.
That the genuine redemption.
Vendría más adelante.
Would come later on.
Que, y cuando esa redención
and,
se venía acercando.
When that true redemption would come.
Un hombre llamado Job.
A man named Job.
El cual era un profeta de Dios.
Who was a prophet of God.
Él pudo ver esa redención acercándose.
He could see that redemption drawing near.
La redención
near.
Que había sido prometida
the,
para Adán.
Redemption that was promised to Adam.
Hermano, cuando cometemos un error,
and when we make a mistake,
nosotros podemos hacer algo para redimirnos.
We can do something to redeem ourselves.
Pecado,
but when it deals with sin,
no hay nada que podamos hacer there, para arreglarlo.
There's nothing that we can do to fix that.
Se necesita que Dios lo haga.
We need God to do that for
así
us.
Que cuando esa redención se estaba acercando,
so when that redemption was drawing nigh,
entonces Job pudo verla.
Job could see that.
Job necesitaba en su condición.
Job needed in his condition
sanidad,
healing,
porque estaba enfermo.
Because he was sick.
Liberación,
liberation.
Job necesitaba que alguien le creyera.
Job needed someone to believe him.
Job necesitaba un sanador.
Job needed a healer.
Job necesitaba un proveedor.
Job needed a provider.
Porque había perdido todas las cosas.
Because he had lost everything.
Job había necesitaba un sanador.
Job needed a healer.
Porque había perdido su sanidad.
Because he had lost his healing.
Job necesitaba muchas cosas.
Job needed many things.
Job necesitaba un proveedor.
Job needed a provider.
Un sanador.
A healer.
Job necesitaba un pastor
que lo
apacentara.
A pastor or shepherd to help guide him.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Job necesitaba todas esas cosas.
Job needed all those things.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Job estaba necesitando.
Job was needing.
Que cada una de esas cosas se manifestara en su vida.
Each one of those things would manifest in
his tirado ahí en la tierra.
Life. And he was there laying
enfermo.
On the earth. He was sick.
Pobre.
Poor.
Sin amigos.
Without friends.
Sin nadie que lo pastoreara.
With no one to pastor him or
sin,
shepherd
sin
him.
Sin nadie que fuera su justicia.
With no one to be his justice.
Cuando él estaba en esa condición.
And when he was in that condition.
Alguien se paró enfrente de él.
Someone stood before him.
Y él lo reconoció.
And recognized.
Y cuando Job lo miró,
and when Job looked at him,
no pudo evitar decir, yo sé que mi Redentor vive.
He could not help to say that I know my Redeemer liveth.
Todo lo que él necesitaba,
everything that he needed,
estaba en un Redentor.
Was in a Redeemer.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
¿Sabe lo que tiene un redentor?
And do you know what a redeemer has?
Tiene siete nombres compuestos.
Has seven compound names.
Él es nuestra justicia.
He is our justice.
Él es nuestro sanador.
He is our healer.
Él es nuestro pastor.
He is our shepherd.
Él es nuestro sanador.
He is our healer.
Él es nuestro proveedor.
He is our provider.
Todos esos nombres encajan en una sola persona.
All those names fall under one name.
Nuestro Señor
our
Jesucristo.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Cuando Job lo miró, Job lo miró,
when Job looked at him,
él dijo, yo sé que mi Redentor
he said,
vive.
I know my Redeemer liveth.
De eso se trata redención,
and that's
iglesia.
What redemption has,
todo lo
what
que usted necesita está en la redención.
Everything that you need is in that redemption.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Solo déjeme buscar algo acá.
Let me look for something here real quick.
No sé si lo guardé o no.
I don't know if I stored it or not.
Creo que no. Un redentor,
a redeemer,
es un proveedor,
is a provider.
Un redentor,
a redeemer,
es un sanador,
is a healer.
Es nuestro estandarte,
is our standard.
Es nuestra paz,
is our peace.
Es nuestro pastor,
is our shepherd.
Es nuestra justicia.
Is our justice.
Y es el que siempre está presente.
And it's the one that's always present.
Todo eso.
All of that.
Lo necesitaba Job.
Job needed.
Y cuando él lo necesitaba.
And when he needed it.
¿Qué miró?
What did he look at?
Redención.
He saw redemption.
Un redentor.
A redeemer.
Y un redentor.
And a redeemer.
Envuelve estas siete cosas.
Is all these things, all these compound names belong to him.
Están envueltos en él.
They're part of him.
Así que si usted lo tiene a él,
and so if you have him,
y usted necesita paz,
and if you need peace,
tome paz de él.
Take peace from him.
Porque él es su redentor.
Because he's your redemptor, your redeemer.
Y él le pertenece a usted.
And he belongs to you.
Como nosotros le pertenecemos
as
a él.
We belong to him. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Hay un demonio.
There's a demon
que se llama ansiedad.
That's called anxiety.
Yo lo conozco.
And I know that demon.
Y es muy buen amigo de otro demonio.
And he's a very good friend of another demon.
Que se llama depresión.
It's called depression.
Son mejores amigos.
They're good friends.
Cuando usted acepta ansiedad,
and when you accept anxiety,
ansiedad no llega sola.
Anxiety doesn't come by
invita
itself.
A su amigo depresión.
He invites his depression friend
a que llegue a molestar.
To come and bother you.
Y son demonios
and they're demons
que molestan bastante.
That bother you.
Yo recuerdo que a mí solían molestarme.
I remember that those demons would bother me.
Y venían a mí.
And they would come to me.
Y me hacían sentir demasiado mal.
They would make me feel very bad.
Demasiado cargado.
Very heavy and burdened.
Hasta que la gente me decía.
Until the people would tell me.
Son muchos problemas en la iglesia.
There's many problems in the church.
Son muchos problemas que estás pasando.
There's many problems that are happening.
Tienes que ir al psicólogo.
You're going to have to go to the psychologist.
Yo ya no soportaba.
And I couldn't stand it.
Así que un día.
So one day.
Fui al hospital.
I went to the hospital.
Y ahí estaba una doctora psicóloga.
And there was a psychologist doctor lady there.
Yo llegué y cuando iba a entrar.
And when I got there and I was getting ready to walk in.
Algo me detuvo.
Something stopped
y yo solamente
me.
Le pregunté a ella.
And I just asked her.
¿Cuánto vale la consulta?
How much does it cost to have an appointment?
1,000 lempiras, me dijo.
1,000 lempiras.
Yo me regresé.
And I went back.
Me senté en una silla.
I sat down on a seat.
Y yo dije, Señor.
And I said, Lord.
Tú no vas a permitir.
You're not going to allow.
Que yo vaya a abrir mi corazón.
That I open up my heart.
Con alguien que ni siquiera cree tu palabra.
With someone that does not even believe your word.
Si alguien lo hace, está bien.
If someone does that, that's fine.
Yo
I understand.
No digo, yo no estoy predicando en contra de
eso. I'm not preaching that you can't go see psychologists.
Usted puede hacerlo si
you
usted siente
do
hacerlo.
You can do it if that's how you feel led to.
Pero también puede fortalecer un poquito su fe.
But you can also help your faith.
Yo me senté en esa silla.
Now, I sat there in that seat.
Y yo dije, Señor, tú no vas a permitir.
And I said, Lord, you won't allow
que yo cuente lo que pasa
that I tell everything that happens in my life
a esa persona que ni siquiera cree en ti.
To that person that does not even believe in you.
Así que me paré.
So I stood up.
Y me fui.
And I left.
Era un día sábado.
And that was on a Saturday.
El día domingo que fui a trabajar.
And then Sunday I went to work.
El día lunes que fui a trabajar.
I'm sorry, when Monday came and I went to work.
La situación se puso más fea.
The situation got worse.
El peso en mi cabeza.
The burden on my head.
El peso en mis espaldas.
The burden that I had on my back.
El dolor en mi cabeza.
The pain that I had on my the headache that I had.
Y los síntomas de la ansiedad.
And the symptoms of anxiety that I had.
Empezaron a molestar nuevamente.
Started to bother me once again.
Así que yo me senté en el escritorio de mi trabajo.
So I sat there at my desk at work.
Y yo solamente agaché mi cabeza.
And I just bowed my head.
Y yo solamente oré al Señor.
And I just prayed to the Lord.
Y yo solamente dije, Satanás.
And I said, Satan.
Yo sé que eres tú.
I know that it's you.
Yo sé que eres tú el que está molestando.
I know that it's you bothering me.
Pero no importa lo que hagas.
But it doesn't matter what you do.
Yo he tomado mi decisión.
I have made my choice.
De que esperaré aquí.
That I will wait right here.
Y esperaré en el Señor.
And I will wait on the Lord.
No importa lo que hagas.
And no matter what you do.
Yo esperaré en el Señor.
I will wait on the Lord.
Hermano, todo desapareció.
And everything disappeared. Let's just lift it.
Hasta el día de hoy.
Until today.
Hasta el día de hoy desapareció.
It all just lifted.
El peso se fue.
The burden that I had upon me just lifted away.
La carga se fue.
The burdens that I had.
¿Sabe? Esos son, ese es el peso del Edén que vivimos.
That's the burdens that, that sometimes we live
with. Hay tantas
with.
Cosas alrededor de nosotros.
There's so many things surrounding us.
Pero no se le olvide algo.
But don't forget one thing.
Job miró.
Job looked.
Que la redención se acercaba.
That redemption was drawing nigh.
No, y sin embargo nosotros
and us,
hemos sido beneficiarios.
We have become beneficiaries
de la redención que ha sido dada en la cruz del Calvario.
Redemption that has been given to us there on the cross of Calvary. And redemption, it includes
todo lo que esos siete nombres,
everything that those seven compound names
realmente
have, really what they mean.
Perdónenme por el tiempo,
forgive me for the time that I took. Let's stand to our feet. Amen.
Si no termino, sigo predicando.
If I don't finish now, I'm going to keep preaching.
Vamos a orar.
We're going to bow our heads.
Amado Padre Celestial.
Loving Heavenly Father.
Señor, te damos gracias.
Lord, we thank you.
Por esta congregación, Señor.
For this congregation, Lord.
Que te ama, Padre.
That loves you, Lord.
Y que, Señor amado, han sido tan pacientes y tan amorosos.
Lord, that have been very patient and very loving.
Señor amado, y solamente te pedimos que los guardes.
Heavenly Father, we just ask that you'd keep them.
Y que los bendiga, Señor.
And that you'd bless them, Lord.
Padre, ayuda a su pastor.
Lord, help their pastor.
Solamente tú sabes qué harás con él.
You know what you will do, Lord, with him.
Señor amado, y lo ponemos en tus manos,
Father,
Señor.
And we just place him in your hands.
Ayuda a nuestro hermano, a nuestros hermanos ministros aquí en este lugar.
Lord, bless our minister brothers here.
Y a cada uno, Señor, de los oficiales de esta iglesia.
And each one that labors here in the church.
Para que puedan empujar juntos, Señor, hacia la misma dirección.
So that they could all work together to the same goal.
Perdónanos, Señor.
Lord, forgive us.
Y ayúdanos.
And help us.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Dios
Glory
le bendiga.
God bless you.
Iba a terminar en media hora quizá,
I was going to finish in another 30 minutes, but
me siento apenado,
but I feel bad.
Así que Dios le bendiga nuevamente.
So, God bless you once again.
Dios bendiga a nuestro hermano Dale.
God bless Brother Dale.
Por la oportunidad y la confianza.
For giving us the opportunity and the confidence.
Si algo fue dicho mal.
If something that was said that was wrong.
Hágalo a un lado.
Just set it aside.
¿Verdad? Y el hermano se va a encargar de corregir todo.
Brother will come and correct it all.
Lo importante acá.
But the important thing is.
Es que les amo en el amor del Señor.
Is that I love you with the love of the Lord.
Así que Dios les bendiga.
God bless you. Amen.
I will pass. Judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving justly his due. Hiding the saving, sin cleansing blood. And I will pass over you. Under the blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Jesus will say, all he has promised, that will he do.
Washing the fountain
open for sin, and I will pass over you.
Sing it to him.
When I see the blood,
receiving justly his due, hiding the sin, cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I
see the blood,
I will pass over you. Without the blood, there's no remission of sin. You got to go through the blood. You think about that death angel. That's when that song sings, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That death angel would walk up to, come up to the door, see the blood, leave. That's how powerful that was, Brother John. That was just lamb's blood, too. That wasn't the blood of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
We don't have to throw it over our doorpost all the time. We just have to carry it in our heart.
Yes,
sure, we apply the token. But the blood's already been spilled. We just got to believe that that's what it was. And that's what Adam needed. He needed blood. He didn't need a piece of cloth or a piece of a leaf or something. He didn't need that. He needed blood. And you and I, we plead the blood when we do things wrong. And somebody asked us to pray, and we said, Lord, we plead the blood for these people. Well, what are we doing? We're pleading that redemptive names that our brother's talking about, the redemption of all those names,
the healer, the redeemer, the savior, and all those different things. And we all need it. We need it all the time. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. We sure love Brother Eric, and we give him another hand. I know they want to get back home. There's no place like home. But we sure enjoyed having them here, letting Honduras let us bother, you know, borrow him from there for a little time. And we will, God willing, I told him, I said, if you're back in the area, come by and you can preach for us. Right. So being in the area would mean a little different than me and you being in an area. So, but he's invited back anytime.
Amen.
Anytime. Prayer close? Guess what? I cut some the other day. Lord. Take them all. You want to pray? We'll pray over them.
Yeah.
Okay. These prayer cloths, I actually did. I sat there. I didn't cut them for him, but I sat there and cut about two more. We got plenty of these left, but you're going to take these back to Honduras, right? Okay. And we've seen miracles. You see the picture of the lady, the older lady?
Man.
That, and Jim watched that, and she said, boy, sure ought to make us ashamed. Her walking, 80-something years old, walking with a supposedly broke hip.
Right.
Ever how long it took her to get? How long did it take her to get to?
It's only like a 20-minute walk, but it's not easy.
Oh, 20 minutes. Well, yeah, 20 minutes in that kind of terrain is
yeah.
is pretty rough. But she gets to church and we can't even do it, and we got heated seats. So anyway. That lady will be there for a witness.
Right.
God puts people in places for witnesses.
Yes, sir.
Right. And when you say, I can't do that, mm-hmm. he'll say, she did.
Yep.
He did.
That's right.
They made the sacrifice. That's what we're going to have to give an account for. We're not going to have to give an account for eternal life if we're bride, but you're going to have to give an account when you
right.
couldn't get to church because your toenail was too long or something, you know, some frivolous something that lady had a broke hip, 80-something years old. And walked right on in, and you see her though. She wasn't walking now like a 20-year-old. She was still struggling, but she struggled.
Right.
She was still doing it. She was still walking. She improvised with the little sticks. But you know what? She headed to church, and she had to turn around and come back.
That's the same sister that I talked about.
That's right. Yes.
That's
the one that the miracle was. You showed the picture of. Yeah, the sister. And we sure appreciate the Lord. And we're going to send these to Honduras again. And then we've seen miracles here, so we'll see miracles there too. I told you we'd see a miracle when y'all went over there, and that one lady was enough of a miracle. And if somebody gets born again, that's a greater miracle than anything else.
Amen.
Is for somebody to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And we've seen people healed and all different things with these cloths. So we're going to take and we're going to pray over these. Brother Bob will come, Brother Aaron ministers, and Brother Eric, if you'll come. And we'll pray over these before we go. This will be the dismissal. Just pray for us all. We'll be here Sunday, Lord willing. Everything will be pretty much back to normal. So you're going to be gone the next weekend, Bob. You're not going to be gone this weekend. You're going to be next weekend. You'll be gone next weekend.
I think that's right.
The next one. Okay. Well, the next weekend now, Brother Isaac and his wife and Brother Elisha and his wife and Richard, the older brother, the daddy of all of them, are going to be here that weekend. And then, like I said, Saturday, we're going to have a little get-together here where we can come and fellowship if you want to, and you won't have to go to somebody's house. We'll do it down here. Sister Tabitha and my birthday's kind of the bookends of the weekend, and we're going to have it down here. But you can come, and Jim suggested if you wanted to just bring some soup and the sandwiches. It's nothing. It's very informal. We're going to have something to eat, so you bring something to eat, and we'll all put it together. But before we can all get together and fellowship, pretty much all of them from Ohio are going to be here, except Christian. So, but just keep that in mind, and we'll see you Sunday, Lord willing, back kind of sort of normal. I think Brother Joe's going to be gone, and Sister Rachel, they're going to be gone this weekend. So, just pray for them. Let's pray over these cloths that God, everywhere they go,
yes.
there'll be a miracle wrought.
Amen.
There's people that are needy all over the world. There's people that are needy here,
yes.
but we're going to send these to the Honduras because we love the Honduran.
Right.
We love the people there. We really do. We appreciate you, brother. Appreciate your stand for the word, you young kid. We were all young at one time, but we're getting older. But thank God he raised up younger ones.
Glory. Amen.
He raised up younger ones. We didn't. He raised them up Amen. To take the gospel to the next generation if there is one. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in your precious name, as our brother was preaching tonight, Lord, and hearing that name called in a different language, Father, it just stirs our heart to know, Lord, that your great name is in many languages, but it's one person. And behind that person is a healer and redeemer, the Savior. Lord, everything that we need, Father. And Lord, you gave us, according to Acts 19, you gave us power, Lord, to take these cloths, and as they did from Paul, and place them on the sick, Lord, and demons were cast out. And we've seen cancers. We've seen people, like our brother said, anxiety and all. We've seen all that leave because we know it's a demon. Well, Father, we pray, Lord, as we minister to these cloths, that they will minister to someone there, Lord, in that country several thousand miles away. But, Lord, it doesn't matter to you. You know no distance. Father, I pray that the anointing will be so strong, Lord, that even our brother will see the results in his own church, Father, that the people will come closer and get closer to God. And, Lord, be healed of the diseases, Lord, and even if they have personal things that they need, Father, I pray that you'd grant it, Lord, that you would give those things, Father. Lord, you're a big God, so the prophet said ask for big things.
Yes.
Lord, so I ask that this, before this even bag gets empty of these prayer cloths, that there'll be so many testimonies, Lord, that we'll get back from our brother, Lord, that it'll fill a book. Yes. And Father, we pray that you just be with us now as we leave this place, Lord, and our brother is going to go back home tomorrow, Lord, and his wife and family, Lord, we sure appreciate him and love him. Lord, we love Brother Luis and Sister Christine that's labored so much these past couple of weeks with our brother, Lord, and they're going to have to get up early and take them tomorrow, Lord. Make sure there's no wrecks in front of them, Lord. Make sure there's no traffic. The plane leaves on time and our brother gets to his destination safely. Father, I pray that you'd be with him, Lord, and touch his young life, Lord, a pastor there, Lord, of the church. And Father, I pray that you'd be with him, Lord, and give him revelation more than anything.
Yes.
And give him strength, Lord, to take, Lord, to the devil, the battle. We know it's going to rage. We know that we are equipped for it, though, Lord.
Yes.
We have the sword, Lord, and we need to pull that sword and use it,
Thank
Father.
You,
so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that these prayer cloths will take effect
yes.
wherever they're put and lain and wherever they go, Lord,
yes,
that there'll be an anointing there so strong, Father. As I said, we'll get many, many testimonies yes. of the different things that'll happen, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord, as we leave this place, Lord, it's going to be cold tonight, different couple of days, Lord. I pray that you'd keep everybody safe, Lord. Brother yes. Anderson and Sister Anna, Lord, they're water's frozen, Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you'd warm that place up there where that well is, Lord. And Lord, you stood at a well one time and said, "Woman, give me a drink."
Yes.
Father, I pray, Lord,
Hallelujah.
That you'll take that drink, Lord, and they'll be able to take that drink, Father,
yes.
in that well, Lord, that's frozen, Lord. I pray that you'd bless each one, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask as we dismiss. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. See you Sunday, Lord willing.